Welcome back to the OU Shnai Mikra series and our study of Parshat Vayetze. This is Menachem Liptag, and in today's shir we study Shishi, the sixth Aliyah. We begin in Perak Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, chapter 31, verse 17. The last Aliyah ended when Leah and Rachel agreed to Yaakov's request to run away from their father. Yaakov was afraid that Laban's sons, and maybe Laban himself, might kill him in order to get back all their livestock that they thought that Yaakov had tricked them and taken away from them. In fear of that, Yaakov now takes his entire family and runs away, and that will be the topic of the entire Aliyah. Vayokom Yaakov, Yaakov got up, Vaisad Banav Vet Nashav Alagmalim. Using camels, he takes his children and his wives, and he carries them on the journey towards the land of Israel. Vainhaget Komiknehu, he leads his entire flock, the sheep and his goats, Vet Kobru Husho Asherachash, all the property that he had acquired, Biknekinyano, Asherachash Papadan Aram, everything that he gathered and acquired while he was staying in Padan Aram, Lavo el Yitzchak Aviv Arza Canaan, to take them with him and come with them to Yitzchak his father in the land of Canaan. But Lavan halach, in the meantime Lavan had gone, Ligzos et Sono, in order to share his sheep, Vatignov Rachel et Trafim Asher Laviah. And in the meantime, Rachel had stolen the Trafim that her father had. Recall from yesterday's Aliyah that there was a distance of 3 days between the sheep that Lavan's sons were watching and Lavan's sheep that Yaakov was watching. Yaakov finds an opportune time to run away, when Lavan just so happened to go away to share his sheep that were being watched by his own children. That would give him a 3-day head start, realizing that sooner or later, Lavan may catch up with him and try to chase him. As Lavan is not home, Rachel, before she leaves, she goes to her father's house, and she takes the trafim that belong to her father. There's a wide range of opinions among the commentators what exactly these trafim are and why Rachel took them. They're obviously some type of idol worship. The simplest explanation is that these are some type of family idols, something which is very dear to family members. Family members pass them from one generation to the next, pretty much like a family emblem or symbol. They might also have some magic powers, or they might simply be dear to the family. And if that's the case, Rachel took them simply because she wanted to keep some memory of her family with her. Another explanation is that these trafim are a type of idol worship which have the ability to foresee the future, and Rachel did not want her father to have the ability to know where Yaakov had gone to. And therefore she took them to assist Yaakov to make sure that Laban would not chase after them. Another explanation is that these trafim were a type of an ancient GPS, that by using these trafim a person can know what direction to travel in. And because Rachel did not want her father to be able to chase after Yaakov, that was another reason why she took the trafim. And finally there's the reason that Rashi brings, which also makes a lot of sense, that trafim is some type of idol worship, and Rachel's motivation in taking away the trafim was to keep her father away from idol worship. The only problem, as Rambam points out with that explanation, is that if that was the case, she should have buried them somewhere on the road. There was no reason for her to take them with her. The biggest problem, according to any of these commentaries, except the first one, is that for what reason would Rachel keep them with her? It makes sense that she would take them away from him, but why leave them with her and not hide them somewhere? That needs to be explained. Whether or not Rachel did the right thing or the wrong thing, that will be our discussion in the last Aliyah in tomorrow's shir. In Pasuk Chaf, we have a short little summary of what happened. Vaygnov Yaakov et lev Lavan harami. Yaakov had stolen the heart of Lavan, the Armenian, al bli higid lo kivorechu, because he did not tell him that he was running away. Vayevrachu v'chol asher lo, Yaakov ran away, together with everything he had with him. Vayakom vayavor tanahar, hanahar in Tanakh usually refers to the Euphrates, which is the mighty river of Mesopotamia. Vayasem et panav har Gilad, and he continues after crossing the river in the direction of har Gilad. Most likely he crossed near the city of Karkamish. The ancient highway that goes from Haran towards the land of Israel passes Karkamish and then goes past Damasek and then to the Gilad, which is located today in northern Jordan, a little south of the Golan. Pasuk Habet, verse 22. Vayigal Lavan b'yom ha'shlishi, ki barach Yaakov. On the third day, that is when Lavan came back from taking care of his sheep, they were a 3 days distance apart from Yaakov's, he was told that Yaakov had ran away. Vayikach et achavimo, he took his brethren, his family members, and probably his friends, he took them with him. He chased after them a distance of 7 days. Recall that in Tanakh, a distance is measured in days. A day's walk is about 25-30 kilometers, and therefore the journey between Haran and the area of the Gilad is about 200-250 some kilometers. Lavan caught up with Yaakov when it reached the area of the Gilad. Pasuk Chavdalad. That evening, before Lavan actually caught up with Yaakov himself, he'd reached the Gilad and was able to see him from a distance, and he was planning the next day to either attack him or confront him. That evening, God came to Lavan in a dream, and he told him, "Be careful, I'm warning you, don't say anything to Yaakov for good or for bad. This will stop Lavan from doing any harm to Yaakov, but still, Lavan wants to catch up and at least tell him how upset he is with the fact that he ran away and he didn't allow him a chance to say goodbye to his children. Pasuk Chaf Hey. Ve'aseg Lavan et Yaakov. Lavan caught up with Yaakov. Ve'yaakov takat ohalo bahar. Yaakov set up his tent on the mountain, on Har Gilad. Ve'lavan takat echav bahar Gilad. And also Lavan set up his tent together with his brethren on Mount Gilad. Vayomer Lavan le'Yaakov. Now they confront one another, and Lavan tells Yaakov as follows. Me'asita, what did you do? Vatignov et lavavi, you stole my heart. Vatanahek et benotai kishviot charev, you went behind my back, and you treated my daughters like prisoners of war. Lamanach beit livroach, why did you secretly run away? Vatignovoti, and you stole my heart. V'lo igaretili, you didn't even tell me, but had you told me, va'asha lechacha, v'simcha uv'shirim, v'tov uv'chinor. Had you told me, I would have sent you away with a proper celebration, with songs, together with musical instruments. Why did you have to run away? You did not even allow me the chance to give a kiss goodbye to my grandchildren and to my daughters. Ata hiskalt aso. Now what you have done is very foolish. Yesh le'el yadi lasot imachem ra. I have the ability and the power to do something very bad to you, to punish you for what you've done. Ve'lohei avichem. Emesh amari lai lemor, hishamer lecha, midaber im Yaakov mitov adra. However, the God of your father last night came to me in a dream, and he told me, be careful to say anything to you for good or for bad. Lavan, however, has one more complaint to Yaakov, which we'll tell him now in Pasuk Lamed, in verse 30. Vata holach halachta, so now indeed you did go away, ki nichsof nichsafta levet avicha, because you're missing or you were enchanted with your father's home. Rabbi Yehuda Levi uses that same phrase in his beautiful piyut of Yedid Nefesh, the song that we sing every Friday night before Kabbalat Shabbat, Ki ze kama nichsof nichsafti, liro petiferet uzecha. There, that song, which talks about our longing for redemption and our longing to return to the land of Israel after many years of exile, borrowing that phrase from Lavan's description of Yaakov's yearning to return to the land of Israel, is very fitting for that prayer that we sing on Friday night. Lavan seems to be saying, I understand you missed your father's home, you want to go back, I can buy that. But if you're going for that reason, but why did you steal my God? Why didn't you respect at least my home, and why did you steal my God? Yaakov answers and tells Lavan, first Yaakov is going to answer why he ran away. Later he'll deal with the question of why he stole Lavan's God. Yaakov explains to Lavan that he was afraid because he was assuming that Lavan would steal his daughters back from him and not allow him to take his daughters back to the land of Israel. In other words, what Yaakov is saying, I would have said goodbye, but I was afraid that you would not let me leave. But in regard to a second indictment about stealing his gods, Yaakov responds in a much harsher manner. Im asher timtza et Elohecha, lo yichya. He's so sure that no one stole anything from Lavan, he responds, if you find your God in anyone's possessions in my camp, that person will not live. Neged achenu, in front of our brethren, in other words, all the people that Lavan had brought with him, and everyone who had gathered now in Har Gilad, haker lecha, Ma'imadi, v'kachlach, you come and recognize anything that belongs to you that's in my possessions, and you can take it. V'lo yada Yaakov ki Rachel genavatam. Unfortunately, Yaakov had no idea that Rachel had stolen the trafim from her father. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayavol Lavan b'ohel Yaakov. Lavan first searched in the tent of Yaakov and searched for his trafim. Uva'ohel Leah, also in the tent of Leah. Uva'ohel shtei amahot v'lo matzah. And also in the tent of the two maidservants of Bilhah and Zilpah, but didn't find anything that belonged to him, and for sure he didn't find the trafim. After finishing searching the tent of Leah, then he went to the tent of Rachel in his last attempt to find the trafim. In Pasuk Lamed Daled, Chumash is going to tell us what happened in the meantime. For Rachel lekacha et trafim, Rachel had a sense of what was going on, and therefore she took the trafim that she had hidden probably in her tent beforehand. Vatzimeim b'char ha'gamal v'teshav aleihem. She put them underneath the saddle of the camel, and she sat upon them. In the meantime, Lavan went to the tent, checked everything in the tent, looking for them, and couldn't find them. Lavan was on his way now to check the camel that Rachel was on. She told her father, please don't be angry with me, my lord. I can't get up in respect for you. It's that time of the month, she's saying, and I don't feel well, and therefore, please allow me not to get up. And therefore, Lavan finished all his search and didn't find the Trophim. After not finding the Trophim, Yaakov finally decides to explode. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Vayichar le'Yaakov vayera b'Lavan. Yaakov gets very angry, and now for the first time, he speaks back to Lavan and lets it all out, everything that he's been holding back for the last 20 years. Vayan Yaakov v'yomer le'Lavan. Yaakov answered and told Lavan, Ma pishi u'ma chatati ki dalach tacharai. What was my crime and what was my sin that you're chasing after me? You went through all of my belongings. Did you find anything from the vessels of your house? Simko, put it right here if you found something. In front of my family members and your family members. Let's prove it between us. If you have a complaint about me, did I take anything? Show it right here if you found anything. For the last 20 years I've been working for you. Your sheep and your goats never lost any of their children. I never took any of the rams from the sheep to eat them for myself. I never did anything wrong. I never stole from you one thing. I never brought you a dead animal claiming that you should pay for it. I took responsibility if one of your animals was attacked. You could take it from my possessions. I took the blame myself if anyone attacked any of your sheep. And if something was stolen from your sheep, be it during the day or during the night, I was the one who paid for it. I took full responsibility of anything that went wrong watching the sheep. Hayti vayom, I watched your sheep in the middle of the heat of the day. Achalani chorev v'kerach balayla. I was suffering under the intense heat during the day, and I was freezing at night because of the cold. Vatidar shnati mi'aynai, I barely got any sleep. I was working so hard taking care of your sheep and watching them and protecting them. Zeli esun shana b'veitecha. These last 20 years, I've been living in your home. Avadeticha, I work for you. Arbas le shana b'shtei venotecha. 14 years for your two daughters. V'sheish shanim b'tzonecha. And for the last 6 years, I've been working for you, taking care of your sheep. V'techalef et maskurti aseret monim. And you switch my salary 10 times over. After all these years of being cheated by Lavan, Yaakov never opened his mouth. He took everything from him. Finally, at the last moment, ironically enough, the only time that Yaakov was wrong, because Rachel did indeed take his trophim, he finally lets Lavan have it, and all these emotions that Yaakov's been holding back for all these years, he finally lets them all out. Now he's going to thank God for protecting him. Pasuk Membet. Lulei Elohei Avi, if it was not for the God of my father, that is Elohei Avraham, the God of Avraham, my grandfather, Ufachad Yitzchak, the fear of Yitzchak, Hayali, he was with me, Ki Atah Rikam Shlachtani, if it wasn't for God protecting me and warning you and telling you what to do, you would have sent me away empty-handed. Et Oni V'Tigia Kapai Ra'a Elohim V'Yochach Amesh. My affliction, the oppression that you've done to me, and all the hard work that I've done, God saw that, and that's the reason why he rebuked you last night and told you not to touch me. The God of my father is protecting me because I'm indeed on the right side. Once again, our Aliyah ends in the middle of a conversation, and a very powerful conversation. We'll study Lavan's response to Yaakov in tomorrow's Shir when we study Shvi, the seventh Aliyah.